All right, last podcast intro from our temp studio, a.k.a. Radio Purgatory. It's Dave Gibson, Tuesday, October 29th. Let's make it a good one here. Here we go. World Series flashers. Did you see them? Probably not. Well, that's why we watch. So you don't have to. The alphabet, it's changing. Did you know this? At least according to one kid's song online, which we are striking from our memory and pretending we never even heard. Halloween is approaching, and your costume many times determines your age. We tried to guess what year you were born based on your costume at 10 years old. Thin Lizzy was in Song Stories today. It's National Cat Day, which we'd be remiss to not mention, with Cindy Graham at the helm as our traffic lady. Bernie Sanders has a Hail Mary that he's tossing up into the air in hopes of scoring the stoner vote. And we handed out another vacation for Universal Orlando Resort today with Classic Rock Concentration. Make sure you're tuned in every morning, 7:30, for a chance at that. But here's all the good stuff from today's show right here, right now. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I didn't get a chance to get to this yesterday about the two women who flashed their boobs on national TV
right.
for Game 5 of the World Series.
My favorite highlight from that game.
Yeah, it was an interesting highlight. I mean, did it affect the pitcher at all?
No,
yeah.
Well, it did, because he had to call timeout. He was about to throw the pitch home.
It? Yeah, really?
Oh, I thought the batter called it.
Yeah.
The batter wanted to get a look, so he called it and turned around.
He's like, this side eye isn't enough.
Yeah. Now, supposedly, the story behind this is Jared Cole was the pitcher.
Right.
Julia Rose is one of the two women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She is the founder and CEO of this company called ShagMag.
Okay.
It's supposedly the millennial version of Playboy. And she was one of the two women.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, you know, and basically they said they were doing this for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. No, you were doing it for ShagMag. That's
right.
What you were
doing
it for
the follows, because I'm following you both now.
Right.
She has a history of it.
Oh, does she?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Of flashing her boobs at places. I did some research.
I can imagine the depth that research went to also.
I can't blame her.
I can't either.
Right. No. She can revolt as much as she wants. But here's the part that I love the most is what Major League Baseball is doing. Right, they have banned the two of them from stadiums. Not forever, but indefinitely.
Right,
indefinitely.
Yeah,
right,
sure they're cut up about it.
Now, do you honestly think Manuel or Chucky, the ticket taker, right, as they come into any stadium in America, is going to go, "Oh, I'm sorry, you're the boob lady," right? Please, you cannot come in. Come on, right? Major League Baseball. Like, you're really going to stop these women from showing up. You might stop them for the rest of the World Series. You're done there. You are done there. It's just like, give me a break. They didn't play last night, did they?
No, they didn't.
So tonight?
Yes.
All right.
Going to be watching? Backstop?
Back in Houston?
Yes.
Correct. All right, all right. Gee, I wonder how many news people said, "Houston, we have a problem," after the first two games.
Uh-huh.
What do you think? All right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
No.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9. MGK.
So I know there are things that you guys will turn to me and look at me like a cranky old man and say, "Oh, yeah, well, it's all because you're older. It doesn't matter, us young folks." I've got one this morning that I guarantee you is going to tick off all generations.
Okay.
All right? And this is the way you break the internet, right? All you got to do is take something nostalgic, change it in some way, and the internet will just fall apart over the rage that will happen.
Sure.
Some company has decided to re-record the alphabet song.
Oh, I think I've heard this before.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so, you know, it's the A, B, C, D.
Yeah. Right.
They've slowed it down a little bit and made one small change.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N.
No.
O, B, Q, R, S, T, U.
Destroy it. Dude.
What, you know?
You changed the best part of the song. That's the most classic rap in history.
Exactly. Elemento.
Yes.
Elemento. You got to have the Elemento.
Yes.
H-I-J-K-L-M-N.
It's off beat. It's off tune.
Right.
It's the only chance we get to feel like Busta Rhymes.
Don't you want to, every time you hear this woman,
H-I-J-K-L-M-N.
Don't you just want to shoot her? I think it's a dude. That's the worst part.
Well, you think it's a dude?
I'm pretty sure it's a dude.
Now I really want to shoot him.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9 MGK.
With Halloween upon us, and you know, we got the you know that new movie that's coming out, the Christian Bale, Matt Damon movie, Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah,
I'm so looking forward to this. All right, we've got passes to it. Yesterday and last week, we were handing out all of the Terminator passes. That's tonight. This is for next Wednesday. We've got a theater full of tickets, and I will give a pair of tickets to anyone who calls in and takes a shot at this question I have this morning.
All right.
Which is, can you remember the costume you had around, say, 10 years old? That's around the time where you're into it, right? You're not being dressed up by your parents. You're making a decision on your own, what you want to be. Right. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to call in and tell us what that costume was from when you were around 10 years old.
All right.
We will tell you what year you were born.
Ah.
And it'll be our job to figure out what year they were born.
All right. For an example, I was the Scream character when I was 10.
You were the Scream character when you was 10.
Yeah.
You were born, I'm going to go, what, 86?
87.
Yeah.
Very
all right.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So if we're within like two, three years,
yeah.
We're right.
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds
right.
Good.
What about you?
For me, I think I'm pretty sure I was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
All right.
Homemade, of course.
All right. All right. So then that would make you probably, what, 82?
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the early 90s, right. They were
all
so
right.
Popular.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Cindy? Oh, Cindy or me?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
All right.
Cindy's probably,
I know what
Cindy
John's,
probably
I know what John's costume's going to be because it was this for half of his childhood.
Right. It was, well, there was one time, but I was younger than 10,
right,
where I actually got one of those sort of onesie costumes where it's like all one piece,
yeah.
Right? And it came with a green felt hat with a feather in it, right, and a little plastic bow and arrow.
Okay.
Yes, I was Robin Hood.
Oh.
Okay. But that was the only time I actually had a costume. The rest of my life, I was a hobo.
Bum.
I was a bum.
You
I was a
bum.
Hobo. Right? Without fail. Every
the
friggin' year.
On a stick.
Yeah, the thing on the stick.
A homemade cigarette. Like rolled up note paper.
Dad's old work shirt. Right. And
oh, you
of
put
course,
the 5 o'clock shadow?
Yeah. Well, kiwi shoe polish. You would put that on your face as your beard.
Nice.
Right. That was it. That was forever. So you can never, unless you can figure out the Robin Hood, you will not figure out the year I was born. Cindy?
I like to be a gypsy because I could wear all my mom's jewelry.
Okay.
And
yeah, see that one? You can't pin that one down because that's why you can't
pin
that.
You can't do it nowadays, though, because that's cultural appropriation.
Oh, screw the gypsies. Right? They steal your children anyway. That's my grandmother used to tell me that all the time.
Oh, I know that too.
You got to watch out for the gypsies. The gypsies, they steal children.
It's a great costume, though. Right? Terrifying.
So we will open this up for everybody, but it's got to be a specific costume. It can't be just like something general,
right?
Like a vampire or a hobo or something like that. It has to be a character of some kind, like you guys had. You had the Scream one,
like pop culture,
Pop culture thing. Yeah. So it got to be a character, not a gypsy or a hobo.
Ghost.
Well, a ghost, right?
If you call in and you specify that you were Bram Stoker's Dracula, then we'll accept it.
Okay, fine. So 215-263-WMGK. Whether we get it wrong or right, you will get a pair of tickets to see Ford versus Ferrari next week, Wednesday to be exact, at the Ritz East. And it's a 7:30 show. The movie opens on November 15th. I am so looking forward to this. We are going to take a shot at this. I don't know how good we'll be at it.
Yeah.
All right. What costume, what year? All right, you tell us the costume you wore when you were around 10 years old. It's probably around the time that you picked a costume yourself. All right, and we'll try to judge what year you were born. We'll see if we can get what year you were born within like plus or minus 3 years. We probably should be around,
right.
Give us that much. But it's got to be something specific. It can't be, like I said, when I was a kid, I was Robin Hood 1 year when I was about maybe 5 or 6. And then from that point on, I was, as we called them back then, a hobo.
Which I find hysterical that you just rolled out the same costume every year.
Every year. It was easy, Dad's old shirt, some kiwi, shoe polish on my face.
A handkerchief.
For a beard.
Right?
Handkerchief on a stick.
Did anyone really do that, or was it just a cartoon?
Yes, the hobos did that. The hobos did that. Not to be confused
never
with
heard of a backpack?
No, they didn't have them back then, right? And not to be confused with a vagabond. Right,
What about a tramp? Where would he fall in the mix?
A tramp is pretty close to
a hybrid of those.
A hobo will do work. A tramp won't. Right? And a vagabond, well, he's just a male
Every
whore.
Gen Z kid is right? just scratching their head.
Right now. Who are these people? All right, so 215-263-WMGK. We got a bunch of people lined up here. All right, Marcy, what were you around 10 years old? And we'll try to figure it out.
Okay, my father always made my costumes every year. So when I was 10, my father made me a cigarette machine.
Oh, my Whoa. God.
There's yes. no way that we could pin that down.
I mean, cigarettes are timeless. It'd be easier if you were a vape pen.
Yeah.
Nope.
I mean, I think we can semi-narrow down a decade for a cigarette.
Okay, yeah. okay. All right, let me ask this. Let me ask this. What brands of cigarettes were in you?
Okay, my father had Lucky Strike.
Right.
Cool.
Right.
And Marlboro, because that's what he smoked at the time.
I'm going to go.
Those are all mid-60s brands.
Yeah.
So
I'm
she's
gonna
probably
go,
what?
I'm going to go like 58 to 62, somewhere in there.
So close.
I was going to say 55.
When was it?
57.
All right.
We were nice. That falls into the window.
Yeah,
we were right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good. Let's go over to Bill.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm doing fine. All right. 10 years old. Who were you?
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs
oh,
Bunny.
Oh, God. That's tough. I mean,
I think I got it.
He stands the test of time. He's like,
yeah,
Mickey.
I know that.
You think
yeah,
you got it?
I'll trust you.
He's going to be in the 50s.
Right. If we're going plus or minus three, right? Uh-huh. 1955.
Oh, no.
What year were you
1970.
Born? 1970.
Oh, wow.
See, that character's too strong, man.
Yeah, that's far too strong a character. All right. Over to Christina. Hi, Christina.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine. So, around 10 years old, what was your costume?
I was the Little Mermaid.
I saw this movie 3 times in theaters. I drug my dad every time. Okay. It had to be like around 1990 that came out.
1990? So, all right, so you're
going
to...
Going off that, I'd say 80.
Born in 80?
I'll agree with Dave, since we have a window of 3 years
yeah.
there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right, so we're all saying you were born around 1980. How do we do?
You did terrible, 1989.
Wow.
Oh, man, you were late to the game.
Wow.
The movie came out in 1989.
I loved The Little Mermaid.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And women are confusing.
We're going from good to suck.
Yeah. We are terrible at this.
Anne Marie.
Yes.
All right. Give us your costume at 10 years old. We'll try to figure out what year you were born.
Garbage Pail Kid.
Garbage Pail Kid.
That's mid-80s.
Ooh, yeah.
Which came first?
Was it the dolls or the cards?
The dolls
what?
Came, and then I think the movie was a couple years later.
Okay.
You think that probably by the time the movie came, that's when it was peaking culturally. So I'd stick with that. 87's when the movie came out.
87 when yes. it came out. So we're going to say that you were born in 1976?
81.
Wow.
Curses.
Oh, you got to it early as a kid. All right, Sue, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm damn fine. 10 years old. What was your Halloween costume?
I was Penelope Pitstop.
From Speed Racer?
And the Wacky Racer.
I remember watching that growing up.
All right.
I got nothing on this
cartoon
one.
Cartoon version or the bad version with John, what's his face?
Ham?
No, not John Ham.
No, not at 10 years old.
All right. It came out in the late 60s. I think we probably would be safe going like 63 or 64.
No, she doesn't sound that old. It doesn't sound that old. I'm going to go with like 68, 70, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
God, I wish.
What year were you
Reveal
born?
Reveal it.
1961.
Oh, man.
Oh,
we're
right. You
had
it.
You had it. Yeah. 2 to 3 year grace period.
All right. Well, yay us. Hold on. You're getting some zip.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
This is a really interesting story. First off, it has to do with Thin Lizzy,
okay.
A band that just ended far, far too early for anyone's liking. Scott Gorman was the guitarist in the band. And in 1976, they were doing a tour, and they did a promotion where you could come backstage and meet the band. Well, it ends up that the guy who got backstage, the winner, was someone who was actually a prison inmate at the time.
Wow.
Okay? I'll let Scott explain the rest.
They went through all this red tape of getting this guy out of jail so he could come and see the concert and meet us backstage and pictures taken. So they did it. The guy came back, had his picture taken, saw the concert and all that. We all met him. And we found out a week later that the guy had actually escaped custody on that trip, right? So he had a little jailbreak of his own there. I mean, it was like such a coincidental tie in there. It sounds like a load of BS, you know, but it's actually true.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy.
Yes?
You know it's 102.9 day, and it's very special for all of us here. But and you're not getting to take part in it because you're working in your home studio, and you know, I understand that you feel a little left out.
I do.
All right, right. But I'll make you happier. Okay. It's National Cat Day.
Get the freak out of here!
No, it is National Cat Day.
Happy National Cat Day.
Stray cats talk, and the cats in the cradle, and the sewers for you get back. Hog a cat.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa!
Just for you, little kitty.
Just for you, little kitty.
Aww.
It was all for you. And I can say that's the first time Cool for Cats has been on the radio in about 40 years.
I like it, though.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
Speaking of opportunities, hear about Bernie Sanders?
Other than that he had a heart attack.
There you go. He's got it. Bernie is talking about a federal legalization of marijuana.
Okay.
I got a clip of him from C-SPAN last night.
It is time to tax and regulate marijuana like alcohol. It is time to end the arrests of so many people for possessing marijuana.
This has been C-SPAN's highlights of Bernie Sanders' call to end federal marijuana prohibition.
Come on, Bernie.
Yeah. He's looking for goldfish right now, from what I understand. He's got a little munchy thing going up in there.
The John DeBella Podcast. Wow! Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.